Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So millions of men apparently get affected by this condition at least once in their lifetime. And we're being told at least 40% of men experience premature ejaculation. And we've spoken about this before. It's very debilitating for many people who, again, are trying to enjoy sex or are trying to start a family. And premature ejaculation is basically climaxing before you want to or your partner wants you to. And apparently it is the most common sexual dysfunction condition in men, not erectile dysfunction. Even though you would think most men eventually do have erection issues, premature ejaculation hits men more commonly. And I was actually shocked to realize that, learn that almost one in two men have this issue. I was even more shocked at the treatment. The treatment for this condition is shock treatment, not always. But one condition we're going to talk about, or one treatment, is shock treatment to the penis for this. Again, this next segment is over PG-13, maybe rated R. So a study published in the Asian Journal of Urology looked at how a transcutaneous posterior tibial nerve stimulation could be applied to the dorsal penile nerve and using TDPNS could possibly help with one of the most common male sexual dysfunction conditions. And the stimulation could help the muscles around it, the skin, the tightening, and allow people to have a little bit more control. This is definitely life-changing for people who suffer from this. I know comedians make jokes about it all the time, but somebody going through that, that's got to be very, very frustrating. This is the one time I wish I wasn't. I'm glad I'm not a guy. You know, I have definitely questioned if I should have been a guy, you know, because I really don't like having my period. Boobs are a pain in the butt. Boobies. You know, I just think things would be a lot easier if you were a dude. But when you have something like this, it's like, you know what? Okay, I'll take my period. I guess, you know, it's hard. And so treatments we use, there's a bunch of different treatments, including selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. We might treat men with those to try to control their premature ejaculation. And sometimes you have people who are refractory to that. So they describe a case of a 28-year-old male who used SSRIs, used topical anesthetics. What we try to do is sometimes use a topical anesthetic so you're as stimulated. So it takes a little while. We almost numb you a little bit to get, and it didn't work. So what they did was they added two round surface electrodes placed on the dorsum or top of the penile shaft. The cathode and the anode were placed 2 centimeters apart, if you remember your electricity that you learned back in school. So 2 centimeters is about this apart. There were 3 sessions per week. Oh, yeah, so the cathode was placed closer to the body anode distally. 3 sessions per week were conducted for 24 weeks, during which the stimulation was performed in a 30-minute session, with either a continuous current at about 20 hertz frequency with a width of 200 microseconds. So these were pulses. And the current was set between 20 and 60 amps, I think. And it was intense, but I don't think he was in pain. Then they followed up. Now, how they measured this was the time, the IELT was defined as the time between penetration, vaginal penetration, to ejaculation. And apparently what went from, like, less than a minute, 0.6 of a minute, was able to be extended to about 5 minutes by, I guess, week 60. So after a year, they were almost able to cure him of his premature ejaculation. That's huge. And I know people are like, do I really, really want to do this? Well, if it doesn't hurt and if it helps gain, you know, control, it's interesting. Again, I'm glad I'm not a guy because that would be rough. So what causes premature ejaculation? Well, it could be stress. Medications could do it. Thyroid. If you have hyperthyroid, thyroid disorder could sadly do that. And you could also, it could be from hyperstimulation. It could be from excitement. It could be, you know, but stress is a biggie. So there's a lot of psychological as well as biological factors. And so, you know, we've sadly been able to pick on people who were abused, who had assault, early sexual experiences. Sometimes that can trigger this. But hormones, neurotransmitter issues, if you have like an infection, if you have like prostatitis, you might have issues with prematurely climaxing, urethral infections, STDs. You could even inherit it. So if it does happen, obviously, you know, talk to, you know, dad about this. So, you know, this is something that, like I said, is very, very common. It doesn't have to be something that people suffer with. Because what ends up happening? Well, then the average person, they're like, well, they're not going to have sex. You know, because it's embarrassing. I don't get to enjoy it. If I don't get to enjoy it because now I'm in a refractory period after 0.6 minutes, you know, you start to, like I said, it could affect one's fertility. It's very disabling. I don't know if it qualifies as a disability, because I know now to get a job, you list a disability and like irritable bowel qualifies, but I don't think this qualifies. So serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors, like right now, is pretty a mainstay. We don't exactly know, you know, necessarily why that helps, but they do find that it might change the outcome with that. Addressing depression, addressing some of the metabolic issues, the thyroid issues, and then of course now, you know, they have not only, you know, topical anesthetics, but now they can do maybe electric shock stimulation. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadowway is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadowway erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have some breaking news. It looks like they did catch a suspect in the Brooklyn subway attack that happened yesterday morning. Frank R. James, 62 years old, has been taken into custody in Manhattan's East Village neighborhood, according to law enforcement officials, and I am getting this from Boston Herald. He had posted numerous social media videos decrying the U.S. as a racist place, awash in violence, and recounted his struggle with mental illness. He, multiple avenues, was able to be found. I know it took at least a day, but they and again, he's a suspect. Innocent until proven guilty. Police had initially said that James was being sought for questioning because he had rented a van possibly connected to the attack. Officials weren't sure if he was responsible for the shooting. Mayor Eric Adams, in a series of media interviews Wednesday, said that investigators had upgraded Mr. James to a suspect, but there wasn't a lot of details. Now, who did do this, allegedly, the gunman set off smoke grenades in a crowded subway car on the subway, then fired at least 33 shots with a 9mm handgun. Five gunshot victims were in critical condition, but all 10 that were wounded in the shooting are expected to survive. At least a dozen others who escaped gunshot wounds were treated for smoke inhalation and other injuries. The shooter, because of the smoke screen, escaped in the chaos. But there were tons of clues. There was a gun, ammunition magazines, because apparently a few of them jammed, a hatchet, smoke grenades, gasoline, and the key to the U-Haul van. So I don't know what he was planning to use as a getaway car. That led investigators to James, New York City area native, who had some more recent addresses in Philly and Wisconsin. Federal investigators, according to Boston Herald, determined the gun used in the shooting was purchased at a pawn shop in Columbus, Ohio, back in 2011. The van was found unoccupied miles away near a station where investigators determined the gunman had entered the subway system. No explosives or firearms were found in the van. A law enforcement official said police did find other items, including pillows, thinking that maybe what happened is he was sleeping there for a while before the attack, or he planned on living in that van temporarily after the attack. Investigators believe that Mr. James, or James, drove up from Philadelphia on Monday and have reviewed surveillance video showing somebody matching his physical description coming out of a van early Tuesday morning, entering a subway station in Brooklyn with a large bag. And again, he had a mask. That's the thing with these mask mandates. You know, you have people's face covered because they're wearing masks. It really, honestly, the olden days, somebody would commit a crime and they would put a mask over their face. And you, as soon as you saw somebody with a mask over your face, you knew they were bad news and they were going to commit a crime. Now everybody has a mask. So people could commit crimes and they're hard to identify unless you really capture the eyes or any other sort of, you know, compelling features on their body. So, in one video posted a day before the attack, we still don't know what the motive was. They say, in addition to analyzing financial and telephone records connected to James, investigators reviewed hours of, quote, rambling, profanity-filled videos that he posted on YouTube and other social media platforms. It had violent language, bigoted comments, some against other black people, and they're obviously trying to... These were, I guess, still online until recently when social media removed them. On one video posted a day before the attack, he criticized crime against black people and says drastic action is needed. He said, you got kids going in here now taking machine guns and mowing down innocent people. It's not going to get better until we make it better. He thought things would only change if certain people were, quote, stomped, kicked, and tortured out of their comfort zone. In another video, he says this nation was born in violence, it's kept alive by violence or the threat thereof, and it's going to die a violent death. There's nothing going to stop that. So these are obviously concerning, you know, posts. Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell also called the post concerning. And, you know, Mayor Adams, I guess, had tested positive for COVID, still isolating. But, man, you know, this is a... We have people that are, angry. We still don't know the motive, you know. I mean, especially since he spoke out against violence. But, there's been concern that the neighborhood in Brooklyn near 35th Street is a highly predominant Asian community. And Hispanic community, you know, could this have been a hate crime? So there's a lot of things that have been kind of concerning. But he used his credit card. He used a credit card to rent the U-Haul. Police found a key to the backpack dumped at the scene. And so he actually lives in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But he packed up on March 20th and left the state. Drove south, first through Illinois, then to Philly. Then he picked up the U-Haul van, brought it to New York City. See, I'm wondering, how do you find parking? I've driven in New York City. I mean, how do you find parking? And I got to tell you, man, these parking cops are fast. You get a ticket super fast. So how did that U-Haul get to sit there for hours? You just kind of wonder. There's very little parking. I mean, especially during rush hour. Unless you found parking in the middle of the night, but still people are, so I don't know. So, we are hoping that we do find some resolution to this. It's very frightening that something like this could have happened to the degree that it did. And, maybe luckily they found him alive. That was another concern. You know, were they going to find him dead? From what I understand, that there is an active police presence. We heard from some witnesses today at the subway, even though many commuters were still using the subway. You know, New Yorkers are pretty resilient. I mean, they just got back into it. We are hearing that there was still a pretty robust police presence. But hundreds of cops, we're hearing, are currently also in Philly, Boston, D.C. I think a lot of people have realized that we have some huge vulnerabilities with our public transportation system. And keep in mind, what's so odd about the timing of this is that we have had a huge push for people to go and use public transportation because of the gas crisis. You know, if we do end up having a fuel shortage and the prices continue to rise, there has been a push of, okay, use public transportation. In fact, I forget where, but I think they've been urging that public transportation even be free temporarily. I think that's in California. So people get away from their cars. Well, free public transportation then means you're going to have masses of people flooding the public transportation system. Where is the security? Subways across the Northeast now have remained on high alert. Hundreds of cops, trying not only to provide safety because of rising crime rates and obviously because they were hunting down and trying to find Mr. James, but who is the suspect, allegedly having the assailant causing this, but they're also trying to protect their subways. The NYPD flooded the network. And armed officers were manning platforms across the five boroughs. And remember, he was still at large, the suspect, so they were concerned that he was doing it again. And so there was a lot of kind of fear. But we also see the presence of cops beefed up in Boston, Philly, Washington, D.C. Now, officials said, look, there's no credible threats. But I think everybody saw what happened, you know, as this could be a, you know, dangling grapes for somebody who wants to commit crime and hurt a lot of people. And so dangling fruit. And so it's a vulnerability as our subway system and our underground transportation or even above ground transportation is being used by thousands of people every morning. Mayor Eric Adams had vowed that he would double the number of New York police officers patrolling the subway system. I don't know where they have the extra numbers. I mean, I think they're already taxed in terms of, you know, being defunded and not as many law enforcement and mandates. If you notice, we've started to see kind of some hush-hush on the mandates and things like that because I don't think they want to fire any more officers right now. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is expected to extend the federal transportation mask mandate. That covers airline travel on trains, subways, and buses. The extension would cover another 2 weeks beyond the current expiration date of April 18th. The move reflects growing concerns about the highly contagious Omicron subvariant BA2. Inflation in the United States has hit a 40-year high, affecting essentials such as groceries and gas. North Carolina Republican Senator Kevin Cramer tells Fox News that the Biden administration acted too slowly on inflation.
Everything they do is counter to solving the problem in front of us.
President Biden says that his bipartisan infrastructure legislation will help fix supply chain issues and lower some costs. This is USA Radio News. As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, a new report out Wednesday will shed light on some of the atrocities going on in Ukraine.
In the Ukraine invasion by Russia, the result of an investigation by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe into alleged human rights violations by Russia are set to be publicly released today. Germany, France, Britain, and the United States invoked the body's Moscow mechanism to investigate the allegations. President Zelensky on Wednesday.
How could a plan that provides for the death of tens of thousands of its own soldiers in a little more than a month of war come about? Who could approve such a plan? And what is the final level of their own losses acceptable for this person? Dozens or still hundreds of thousands of dead Russians?
Lance Prime reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Lottery players looking to score big. Tonight's Powerball jackpot stands at $302 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you all for calling in your questions. And one of you had asked, why hasn't Finland or Sweden, I guess it's pronounced Sweed, I've been mispronouncing it, but why haven't those countries been a part of NATO yet? I think it's a good question. I'm not sure. I mean, they're relatively peaceful countries, beautiful land. Norway is a part of NATO. I think it's give and take. One is all the NATO countries have to agree to let somebody in, but most countries not a part of it. It might be their own choice, because if you do join NATO, it's all for one and one for all. So if you live in a country relatively peaceful, everybody, you know, you have already high costs because you're socialized and all that, and you have a military you're comfortable with, you have a readiness, you don't really want to rock the boat. You know, if a country, like let's say Jordan, gets accepted into NATO and Jordan goes to war with a neighboring country, you have to help. Any NATO country that gets attacked, you have to be there. So let's say the U.S. starts to deal with, I guess, a crisis at the border, and that border ends up involving missiles or nukes. You need to be there to help the U.S. And it's a big commitment to be a part of NATO. But now some of the hesitation might be to wake up the sleeping giant with Russia. Now, I think you and I can see the writing on the wall. The fact that Russia does not want Finland or Sweden to join NATO is a sign that they are going to want to eventually take those countries over. Why else would they care? If they don't, there's no intentions of bothering them, what do they care about if they're a part of NATO or not? And I understand the proximity to their country. Maybe they just don't want NATO forces having access to those countries because NATO forces, you know, can put missiles along the borders. I get it. I get that. But right now, Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin says that her country is going to decide whether to apply to join NATO within weeks. She said she saw no reason to delay the decision at a joint news conference. Apparently, Sweden also is considering the same. They have historically avoided NATO. They don't want to provoke Russia, but Putin's invasion of Ukraine now starts to make the Scandinavian countries a little bit more concerned. Now, there's been a lot of rhetoric. We don't know if Russia's going to make good on those threats, but we're being told that Swedish application is expected to be submitted by the NATO meeting in Madrid June 28th to 30th. So that's going to be in 10 weeks. And then, again, they have to vote unanimously. So, not only is it that these two Scandinavian countries have to decide if they want to join, but then on the flip side, you have to have 30 NATO countries vote unanimously. And if one of the countries is like, nah, I really don't, they're just too close to Russia, we don't want to be involved in Ukraine, now we're going to have to be involved, they might get rejected. Now, it seems like NATO has allowed an accelerated process. I think people are realizing that Russia expansion can parallel Hitler, you know, very similarly. So, you know, maybe NATO would vote unanimously. It might be embarrassing that, you know, if they don't. But a NATO country that commits to this means if there is any issue, they are there to fight. And Russia realizes they cannot take on NATO. That's why they're being so vocal about threatening countries that are joining them. My guess is if they are able to be successful with Ukraine, and they haven't already. I mean, we're in our second month, and they couldn't take the capital. They have, sadly, though, really plummeted the east and the southeast. They, I believe, have Mariupol already. But if they, you know, they want countries that they could very easily take. They have brought in reinforcements. They're bringing in reinforcements. They're training them. And then, sadly, they do have allies, as we saw with UN. So we'll see what happens. But the Svenska Dagbladet Swedish newspaper reported that they are aiming to apply for membership in time for a NATO summit in late June. Now, Finland shares a border with Russia, 830 miles, 1,300 kilometers. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov has stressed that Moscow would have to rebalance the situation with its own measures if the NATO bid went ahead. Finland doesn't want to have any trouble. Finland doesn't want any of that. I mean, that's the thing. Nobody wants World War III. But Russia decided, you know what, now's our opportunity to go to Ukraine. With COVID, with leaders being kind of anti-war, they think they can probably take advantage. So I wouldn't be surprised, because Finland has that very, precarious location when it comes to Russia, but that it's a bad situation. It's just a bad situation. So, giving you guys updates on what's going on thus far, Biden has unveiled another $800 million security package for Ukraine. He had a call with Zelensky, and they are sending an additional $800 million worth of weapons, ammunition, and other security assistance. I mean, this is costing us money, and I want us to support Ukraine. I mean, Ukraine is the only thing standing between Russia and World War III. I mean, assuming China does not decide to make a move on Taiwan, which could happen any day, but Ukraine is trying to keep the world together, but not to mention trying to keep their country together as Russia is pummeling them. So as Ukraine does the UN's work, the UN's job, I agree with us helping. Keep in mind, this is costing a lot of money. We have now then spent close to $3 billion on military assistance. Now, where's the money coming from? But it's something that has to be done. Russian military has threatened to strike Ukrainian decision-making centers within the Ukraine capital. Yeah, I think there were already air sirens going on in the Ukraine capital. So the idea that they were leaving the capital alone, I'm not sure. According to the Russian Ministry of Defense spokesperson, Major General Igor Konashenkov, we see attempts of sabotage and strikes by Ukrainian troops on objects on the territory of the Russian Federation. If such cases continue, the armed forces of Russian Federation will strike at decision-making centers, including Kyiv, from which the Russian army has thus far refrained. So, World Health Organization director urges Russia to work for peace for the sake of humanity. That comes from Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Tomorrow marks 50 days since Russia invaded Ukraine. 4.6 million refugees have left. Thousands of civilians have died, including children. There's been 119 verified attacks on healthcare. They have lack of medicine, food. Keep in mind, though, Ukraine is a country of 44 million. So we are talking about still over 30-some million people still in Ukraine. They're tough, and they're resilient. A large review is underway, according to CNN, after U.S. President Biden called atrocities in Ukraine genocide. I think we've seen it. We've called it. Biden has now kind of made it official. So the Geneva Convention is looking into it. They define genocide as acts committed with intent to destroy, in whole or in part, a national, ethnical, racial, or religious group. U.S. is looking at options to train Ukrainians on switchblade drones and other systems. The Pentagon is now examining options for that. As everyone's trying to gear up, as Russia is going to launch an offensive to conquer the Donbas region, they believe, within the next few days. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the man that shot Ronald Reagan, the man who tried to assassinate President Reagan in 1981, can't make the stuff up, is out, right, in jail, and is playing a sold-out show in Brooklyn. He has a concert. And it's sold out. Who would want to see that? I get. There's people that probably want to see him. John Hinckley Jr., the man who tried to assassinate Ronald Reagan in an attempt to impress actress Jodie Foster over 40 years ago, is playing at a sold-out concert in Brooklyn this summer. he might want to have some security, because I think some people might not be fans of his. I'm really surprised that he would be public like this. I don't, you know. He is, but again, he's trying to make money. He's trying to, you know, he's 66 years old. He tweeted on April 9th that he was very excited about his upcoming show. He says ticket sales are good. July 9th, Market Hotel in Brooklyn, New York. Tickets for the hotel show is at 1140 Myrtle Avenue in Bushwick. We're selling $20 on Venue Pilot. On April 12th, he's from Oklahoma, he tweeted again that he announced that his show was sold out. The venue had a capacity of 450 people. Unsure how many tickets were sold for the show. This is the guy that tried to kill President Reagan and also shot Press Secretary James Brady in the head, who was permanently disabled. Secret Service agent Timothy McCarthy was shot in the side, and D.C. policeman Thomas Delahanty was hit in the neck. This happened on March 30th, 1981. And this happened outside the Washington Hilton Hotel. He injured President Reagan, three others when he fired six shots. The president was shot in the left lung with a .22 caliber bullet. It missed his heart by just inches. Reagan was only 77 at the time. Well, 77. Was able to walk out of the hospital. He told his wife he had forgotten to duck. You know. He also had famously joked, you know, I hope some of you are Republicans or I hope none of you are Democrats or something like that. And the doctor said today we're all Republican. So sorry if I misquoted, you know, it's the exactness. But Hinckley, there was a note that was found. Hinckley was 25 at the time. He wanted to get the attention of actress Jodie Foster. He had been stalking her for years. He would send letters. He would call the actress at Yale. He had an obsession with her since when he saw Taxi Driver. Hinckley reportedly described the shooting as the greatest love offering in the world. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity. He has been had been in a psychiatric hospital for 35 years. Multiple paroles were denied until recently. He was diagnosed with narcissistic and schizoid personality disorders. He was released in 2016. Donald Trump said he should still remain institutionalized, but he has been granted the right to produce music under his own name. He released songs on YouTube and streaming services and even intends to release a 14-song LP under his own record label, Emporia Records. He has a YouTube channel. He already has 26,000 subscribers. This just blows my mind. It's one of those things where, he said, you're not going to find this man on a Grammy stage anytime soon. That's according to entertainment attorney Dominique Romano. But the federal judge ruled that there's a low risk for violence, not a high risk to society. And so the restrictions are coming off. And as of June, he could be allowed to live his life. So he has a concert coming up. Man. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So just to give you guys the latest headlines, the subway shooter alleged suspect, Frank James, 62, has been arrested. They did find him this morning. New Yorkers spotted him strolling around Manhattan's East Village, just walking around. This was nearly 30 hours after the shooting. Yesterday, he opened fire after unleashing smoke grenades on the subway at about 8:24 a.m., injuring at least 10, including one 14-year-old. Thank God nobody was killed. And then they think actually entered the subway at about 6 a.m. and rode it for 2 hours before the attack. He rented a U-Haul in Philly, was believed to have driven it to New York, and then dumped the vehicle near Kings Avenue. He was taken into custody on First Avenue between 7th and 8th Streets after a bystander recognized him and called the police. Yeah, he definitely doesn't have it all there, the suspect, and you should see some of the posts that he had. This was a long manhunt by the FBI and the New York PD. And one of the reasons why it was a long manhunt is the cameras inside the 36th Street station were not working. He had opened fire on the northbound N train that he was on at about 8:24 a.m. He was able to escape, but they were able to find him. He left a lot of clues, as well as his ranting videos on YouTube about violence, race, Eric Adams, and crime in New York City. He left Wisconsin, where he lived alone, rented a van on March 20th, drove through Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania, went to Jersey, and then he went to New York. He rented a U-Haul in Philly sometime earlier in the week, and then he dumped it. He was filmed getting on the subway at Kings Highway shortly after 6 a.m., but many of the cameras weren't working. And there's been a lot of questions as to why. Mayor Eric Adams was, I guess, on Fox, and we're being told he couldn't really explain why the cameras inside the subway station where the attack took place was not working. We thought, well, maybe this was planned. There were multiple people involved, and that could still be a theory. But right now, they only think there's one suspect. He says, our goal is to find out if other stations are having problems with cameras. He deferred to the MTA and saying he was in communications with them and the Manhattan Transit Authority. And he's still coughing, and he still is positive for COVID, so he hasn't been out in public. So this kind of is the pinnacle of a worsening crime problem that has been terrifying New Yorkers. Everybody has said they're going to be on it. And, again, this is after firing police officers for mandates, defunding the police. Looks like lack of tax dollars that are supposed to be going to cameras and all that, not. So we don't know why all this happened, and it did. And so hopefully we'll get a little bit of clarity now that they're talking to him. We still don't know how he got away. No footage. How are there no cameras? The MTA said last fall it had installed security cameras in all 472 subway stations citywide. This way, they could put the criminals on a, quote, express track to justice. The FBI is facing major questions after it emerged that the suspect in the shooting had been on their terrorist radar. The Bureau had previously known the man and released him following multiple interviews. So this was interesting that he was actually on their list and in their custody for some time. I guess social media kept these videos. Social media is pretty good at nailing people for simple things like me speaking about molnupiravir, the Merck drug, and saying I'm going to be, you know, on the news talking about this new drug. That they ban. I get in trouble for. But somebody posting YouTube videos, inappropriate, vulgar, no. That had stayed on site. He even revealed he would never be back again alive 3 weeks ago. So what did that mean? Was he planning to do something? He had hate speech filled clips online. And so it's concerning. Posted memes about guns, bullets, 9/11. Didn't ping anyone's radar. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.